watch your, sometimes if you don't speak very loudly, it doesn't pick things up.
Well, honey, you have a bad enough.
Oh, you're doing just fine. Sure. Being a big help. Let's see now. The nurse at school sent a child home early because the child...
was sick.
If a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick.
It is done.
What do people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you better behave or what will get you?
The booger will get you, usually what I say to mine.
Okay. What do you say to your friends on December the 25th?
You send them a happy Christmas.
Okay.
Or Merry Christmas.
Okay. If you have to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to, what, this very far?
Carry this very far.
Okay. What do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in the water, and it can draw its four legs and its head and tail up inside its shell?
That's a mud turtle.
And what do you call a similar animal that lives on the land?
Tarpon, dry land tarpon.
Okay. Can these animals be eaten?
The mud turtle can, uh-huh.
Well, now how do you fix that?
Well, I never did fix one. I saw them fixed. And my mother used to fix them for my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
And you cut that out of that shell some way. I don't know, I'm just a child. But I can remember her cooking them, and she'll roll them in flour, you know, and fry them. And I never would, could have thought of eating one, because when you're cooking them, they'll just move.
Really?
The meat will move.
Oh, that's horrible.
And I didn't think I'd ever want any mud turtle.
No, I don't think I'd ever want one either.
My son, last summer, the trap farm, you know, they buy them in Atlanta. Set these big restaurants, and he catch great old big ones. 6 and 7 pounds.
Good heavens.
But he never did sell any of them.
Uh-huh.
Because he never did go down there. He's at work, never did get the chance to go, and he wouldn't catch but maybe 3 or 4
mm-hmm.
in a week. But they're great big, but they'll sure move in your frying pan.
That's terrible.
I don't remember seeing
them. That is awful.
I just
well,
they,
do they
one.
Stop moving before they get on the plate?
No, they just move so long, you know, while they're frying, and they'll finally quit. But I couldn't stand the thoughts of eating them.
Mm-mm,
you can't.
What do you call the intestines of a hog that people can eat?
You mean where they fix them up now to eat?
Mm-hmm.
Chitlins.
Okay. And have you ever fixed any chitlins?
No, ma'am, I never did.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yellow is what I call it.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Chest.
What do you call something that a person would get into to go fishing and row himself?
Get in a boat.
Okay. Would you ever call it anything besides a boat? A John boat or a bateau or anything like that?
Well, I've heard of bateaus, but I never...
But you don't use the word? Right?
Never used it myself. I was just said a boat.
Okay. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
Strain.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say, one man really what the other one?
Give him a whipping, I guess.
Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? Back here, you might say he got down on his...
You mean the upper part?
Uh-huh.
That's his thigh, ain't it?
Well, have you ever used the expression, he got down on his haunches or his hunkers?
Well, I've heard that said, or hunkered down.
Uh-huh.